Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I want to talk to you about a man who had everything. He had a beautiful family. He had a beautiful wife. He had wealth. And above all else, he was a man who feared God. This man is Job, and we all know Job's story. But today, I'd like to point out a few things you may not have considered regarding his story. We take so many lessons from Job. We learn that no matter how good you are, how upright you are, no matter how prim and proper you are as a Christian, trouble can and will come your way. There's no denying that. We also learn that when all appears to be lost, when the devil looks to have got your back against the wall, if you continue to have faith in God, then the battle is not over. The story of Job also teaches us that God allows his children to face tough and challenging situations in order for him to be glorified in the end. God shows us through Job that he can restore that which looks to have been lost. He can anoint and bless you with a double portion. All of these are important lessons for us to learn from, to understand, and to use as reference points when we encounter our own difficulties. But I want to draw your attention to the devil. I want you to learn about how the enemy fights against believers. Because when you can identify how the enemy attacked Job, you'll be better prepared to recognize an attack in your own life. Now, for you to understand the context of the situation between God, Job, and Satan, you have to know that the devil's theory was that no man serves God without personal, material gain. The devil was of the mind that if God didn't bless those that serve him, those people wouldn't serve. In fact, the devil went as far as believing that if God didn't bless those that served him, those people would curse and hate God. The Bible says in Job chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." The devil believed that should God remove his hand from Job's, and if he were to lose his possessions, Job would then curse God to his face. Now, we all know how the story goes. God gave Satan permission to touch all that Job had, except for his life. And I want you to pay attention to the means in which the devil touched Job's life. Job chapter 1, verse 14 to 18 reads, "And there came a messenger to Job and said, 'The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, 'The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, 'The Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you.' While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, 'Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.'" I want you to take note of the three agents used of the devil here. The devil used the Sabaeans and the Chaldeans to bring Job down. The lesson here is that Satan can use other people in order to attack you. The second agent...
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com. For terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Is the elements. Verse 16 says, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them." Verse 18 then goes on to read, "Behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house." So the devil used people. He used the Sabaeans and Chaldeans. And then he used the weather elements. He used fire and wind in order to strike Job. And if you read Job chapter 2, verse 7, the Bible reads, "So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with loathsome sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head." The devil used disease. He attacked Job with illness from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And it didn't stop there. Job chapter 2, verse 9 reads, "Then his wife said to him, 'Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.'" The devil tried to get Job through his wife. An ungodly woman encouraged him to do the very thing the devil wanted, which was for him to curse God and die. So to recap, we've covered four agents of the devil on earth, four ways in which the devil can come into a person's life in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Number one is the Sabaeans and Chaldeans. Number two is the elements. Number three is disease. Number four is your inner circle, the company you keep, anyone from a family member to a spouse. So this is not just about people. This is about those close to you. So the first point regarding the Sabaeans and Chaldeans is that the devil can and does use people. His very first attack against Job included other people. He used the Sabaeans and Chaldeans to destroy his family and possessions. And the lesson here is that you need to be guarded when it comes to who you allow to get close to you or your family. The devil can use people. He can influence people and even plant people so that they can destroy the seed and gifts and potential within you. So be guarded against this. The second area was the elements. It was fire that burned up his sheep and some of his servants. The wind struck the four corners of the house his children were in, and it collapsed. Now, this is not to say every devastating act of nature is from the devil. No. But rather, we need to be aware that he can perform signs and wonders, and in the case of Job, he used nature to destroy. Remember that the Bible refers to the devil as the god of this world, meaning he has the ability to oversee evil in this world. But overall, he lacks the power to defeat Jesus Christ. The devil can also be the source of illness and disease. He attacked Job with a disease. Luke 13, verse 11 and 12 reads, "And behold, there was a woman who had had a disabling spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not fully straighten herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said to her, 'Woman, you are freed from your disability.'" Note that the Bible says a disabling spirit. It was a spirit behind the illness. The kingdom of darkness can be the source of sickness or illness in a person's life. It happened to Job, and it happened to this woman who had a disabling spirit for 18 years. The final point of attack from the devil is through your inner circle. The enemy seeks to corrupt those who are upright in Christ, and who better to deceive than their loved ones? Because in the end, those who are closest to you are most likely to lead you into corruption. In Job's case, it was his wife who was influenced of the devil. Now, for us, it could be a childhood friend. It could very well be a fellow trusted church member, or it could be a spouse. That's why the Bible says, bad company corrupts good habits. Overall, the best decision you can make is to have a strong and firm faith in God. Job had the devil and all these things working against him. But here's what Job said. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. It's a quite extraordinary level of faith that Job had here. But the bottom line is, he trusted God. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. Trust God. When your world appears to be crumbling, trust God. Have faith in Jesus Christ. When your body betrays and you're attacked by illness, continue to trust in the Lord. Come what may, trust in Jesus. Because there is a promise in His Word, a promise that says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Trust God. Trust Him, because there is a promise that says, all things work together for good to those that love the Lord. So don't give up. The devil may attack, but God always wins.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.